Welcome to the Andy Griffin Show.
Wake up!
With your chance to sound off, give your opinion, and tell us your thoughts. It's on.
It's now.
It's here. It's the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5, KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Hey, good morning, everybody. 909. Did you know? Everybody knows the song, right? Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Yeah. Marianne Hamilton is here. Marianne, did you know the song is number one in the nation right now? This is the number one most downloaded song in America.
This one has replaced Mariah Carey.
It has.
That's amazing.
This is number one. And the song was released 65 years ago today.
An oldie but a goodie.
Which means that is now sets a record as a song the most time since it was released to when it went number one in the history of music.
That is outstanding. So. That's outlasted the Beatles. Sure.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee. One thing I didn't know, and I got to play this for you too. I'm going to pause that one and go over to this other page. Brenda Lee also sang. She was the first one to sing this song. This is Break It To Me Gently, which was the number one hit for Juice Newton in the 80s. I don't know if you remember that, but it actually was first put out in 1959 or something by Brenda Lee. Break It To Me Gently.
Is Brenda still with us? Do we know?
And Brenda is. She's 78 years old and still going strong.
God love her.
Yeah. Awesome, isn't it?
Fantastic. She has longevity in this business.
Yeah. It's really not worth a whole lot as far as the... You know, whether or not you're going to make it through life okay or not. But I just think it's kind of cool.
That is really, really fantastic.
So, Brenda Lee, yep, 78, still going strong. And you know what? Seeing her song, by the way, it had over 35 million downloads in the last week and a half. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
35 million.
Yeah, 35 million downloads.
How many performers can claim that?
And I'm thinking, you know, she hasn't had a hit in 60 years. She could probably use the money. Like, the heck with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift has all the money in the world. You know, Brenda Lee could use the cash.
Those assisted living homes are expensive. At least $5,000 a month.
$5,000 a month. Yeah.
Most places, yeah.
You're right. So, anyway, congratulations to Brenda Lee. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, number one in the nation.
I love it.
Very cool. Marianne Hamilton is former Miss Senior Universe, now director of the pageant.
Correct, yes.
And is it next month you're going to be?
Yes, we're back in Vegas on January 2nd.
Wow.
Yes, at the Horseshoe Hotel and Casino.
Okay.
We'll be there for a week selecting our next Miss Senior Universe. And we have an international field of contestants. We have two ladies from India. A couple from Asia. We have one from Afghanistan, believe it or not.
Wow.
Her husband left and joined the Taliban, and she divorced him, and she came here and
good for her.
Got herself a dental assistant degree, and put herself, you know, all through school, and now she has a great career, and she's,
that's cool.
It's really a wonderful
great
success story.
Yeah,
it's great.
She's not going to win, is she? This is just foreshadowing?
It could be. Who knows? Who knows? It's all up to the judges.
Okay, now that you're on the administrative side of things, I've got to ask you, that crown you wear, right? So impressed, so beautiful, but big and heavy.
It's a little heavy.
Are they really, really expensive?
Yes.
Like, can you ballpark it?
That one was on sale for about $395.
$395?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, no, not
I thought you were
going to
say $3,900 or something.
No,
that's not that bad.
Yeah.
I guess. So if I wanted to buy my wife a crown.
You could. I will give you the website.
Yeah.
Yes.
She'd kill me if I spent $400 on that. She would kill me.
There are other models that are not quite that elaborate that are a little bit more reasonable.
Yeah. Doesn't every girl want a tiara, though, or something?
Yeah. They're fun. Yeah. You can get them at the costume shop for significantly less, you know.
So those that don't know Marianne is a cute little blonde who is in her 30s.
A couple of times over.
And
then some.
But she won Miss Senior Universe a couple of years ago. It's been 2 years now?
Yeah, it'll be 2 years ago come January.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Now,
yeah.
Marianne, we've told the story before when she was a young housewife. It was not a physically fit person.
Not
even interested in it.
No, not really. Never occurred to me that could be in my repertoire at all. I just thought I was always going to be this sort of, you know, chubby, athletically inept person, and never wanted to try.
Turns out there was hidden potential in there, wasn't there?
Somewhere buried, I guess.
So she decided to turn to race walking, mm-hmm. and power walking and all that stuff, and became an athlete. We're talking about multi gold medal winning athlete.
It was, I discovered the senior games, which was just absolutely fabulous. The Huntsman World Senior Games here in St. George was really sort of the tipping point that propelled me into, athleticism the most. And it really led me to, discover potential I didn't know that I had.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Which happens to a lot of senior athletes when they come here.
Well, and that's the thing about the senior games, and we're not doing a commercial for them, but I will say this. It inspires people to, you get a certain point, and you're a great example of this, where you really weren't into athletics. It wasn't your thing for a long, most of your life, of your younger life. Yeah, you didn't want anything to do with it, really, and it inspires people to turn things around. I saw a note on Facebook this week. Somebody was named, and maybe you know more about this than me, but National Senior Athlete of the Year or something like that.
USATF does a National Athlete of the Year.
Incredible award, and the story involved, and this person they named was, I don't know, do you have more details on who it was?
I don't know who it was this year, I'm sorry.
They participated in like 5 events during the senior games, like javelin and 800 meter run. And
oh, that was a national senior games, right? Yeah.
And it's just like, well, what did you do before that when you were young? I didn't really do athletics when I was younger. Really?
Well, for many of us, it just never occurred to us we could do that. I mean, I grew up watching, Wide World of Sports and running.
The Agony of Defeat.
Yeah. Right. jumping hurdles and, swimming and doing all these things that were never, ever in my wheelhouse at all.
Yeah.
But you come to the senior games competitions and there's everything from, we've talked about this, cowboy shooting to triathlon to square dancing to, race walking and power walking. There are things that you can do to be fit and healthy and age gracefully that maybe you weren't aware of when you were younger. And that's the magic, I think, of competing in senior games all over the country and all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll sometimes, I hate to say it, but sometimes you need a reason just to get up and go.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a reason, it's really hard to get going. But if you're thinking, maybe I can get a medal, or maybe I can just, I can finish in the top 10 in the world in whatever, 1,500 meters or swimming or whatever. Brent Lee was in here earlier. Mm-hmm. Brent's interior flooring design guy, and he had his Huntsman World Senior Games jacket on.
Cool.
And I said, I didn't know you were a competitor. Have you won medals? He said, yeah, multiple medals. I said, well, what's your event? And he said, I can't remember the distances, but it was swimming. He was a distance swimmer.
Sure.
And I said, well, how did you get into that? He said, I just what I do. It's what I like to do.
Yeah.
So,
we came here the first time for a vacation. I mean, my husband, Doug, had lived in Utah years ago when he was a teacher. And, he was looking for a place for me to race walk. And there aren't that many places in the country where you can compete because it's a pretty, weird sport. And he found the Huntsman World Senior Games. And he said, hey, let's just go out there for vacation and we'll compete. You can compete. And we found, St. George, Utah, when we're living in California. And 3 years later, here we are living here. And it'll be 10 years now in January.
That's awesome. Hey, did you see that commercial last year? Chris Paul, NBA superstar, competing in race walking.
No way.
He was injured.
Okay.
And was not playing at the time. This was last year, and they decided they'd make a commercial, and he was with one of the national race walk champions, and he was racing against him, and it was very competitive, and they had the form and everything. I mean, it was kind of a cool commercial.
Did he get disqualified, or did he actually have the technique?
No, he had the technique down. Wow. He was very good at it, as a matter of fact. I'm a novice, so I don't know for sure, but it looked like he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. So
I'll have to find that on YouTube.
Yeah, Chris Paul commercial for race walking. You'll have to look that up.
Oh, that's fantastic. We'll have to put that on the USA Power Walking website.
I started to say when I was introducing you was those that don't know Marianne, she's very festive.
Today, yes.
Well, always. It seemed like if there's a holiday, you are into it.
Well, why
is
not?
Is that true?
Spread joy, for sure.
See, her shirt is all blingy. It says, get your jingle on. Mm-hmm. I love it. And she's got Santa pants on, although I can't
Santa
see leggings. Them at the moment.
Santa leggings. Yes.
Leggings, okay.
Mm-hmm. And my
are there socks, too? Oh, you got the blingy boots.
Blingy boots,
nice. Yeah. So, very festive.
And the snowflake earrings.
You can't see them with the headphones on, but they are really awesome. So
it's all, celebrate the holidays with you, Andy.
I appreciate your listeners. I appreciate that. I was not on the air yesterday.
How are you feeling, by the way?
And I want to explain to listeners, last week I got a bad cold.
Yeah.
And actually, Wednesday was the worst day, but I was on the air Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But because of Wednesday, I took Thursday off just because I was so hammered.
Yeah.
Just then, Sunday, I'm just right at the tail end of the cold,
mm-hmm.
and the flu hit me.
Oh, no.
And
wait, today's Tuesday.
This was Saturday. What day did I say?
You said Sunday.
Sunday. But it was a 24-hour deal. I mean, I was, by yesterday afternoon, I was fine again.
Stomach stuff?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sunday was brutal.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And it was so bad to the point where I was hallucinating. I went to bed at like 3 in the afternoon Sunday and woke up again at 8 in the evening. And when I woke up, I was delirious. The dream I had was so real to me that in my awakened state, I was continuing the dream. I was dreaming about artificial intelligence. All kinds of weird stuff was going on.
Taking over your job?
I really was. I was like, why do I even need to go to work? Because AI is just going to take over anyway. And my wife's like, tell me what's going on in your mind right now.
Did you have a fever?
A fever and everything, all the gastric distress that goes along with all that stuff.
Sorry.
By yesterday afternoon, I was feeling great. And today, I still have that lingering, the very end of the cold.
Mm-hmm.
But the flu's long gone. Thank goodness, 24-hour type.
Good. That's the blessing of those kinds of horrible things. Yeah. They don't last that long.
Yeah, and I told my wife, and she's unfortunately getting the cold that I had. And I said, you know what, honey, though, I will tell you this. I'd have this cold 10 times before I'd have that one-day flu because it was brutal.
Oh.
So,
not the way you want to lose weight, unfortunately.
No, I didn't lose like 7 pounds in one day, so that was nice.
Okay.
Not nice in a way, but nice in a way as well. This shirt fits me a little better now. So,
it looks quite nice on you.
We're going to talk about sugar a little bit today.
Oh, it's that time of year.
Yeah. Honey, do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk about sugar, and I think one thing that we'll always do, Marianne,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Blodge is the same way. He's like, look, don't cut out sugar.
Exactly.
If you try to just quit, you're going to fail.
Well, yeah, and you're going to be so like obsessed with it, you're going to go crazy
and
at some point.
And you're going to be miserable. Yeah. And it's just, don't try to just quit. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention your body needs sugar to a certain point. But
certain types of sugar.
If you can try to limit, mm-hmm. to manage it a little better.
It's that M word, moderation, right?
Moderation.
And who hates
that word sometimes?
Who wants to be moderate during the holidays?
I know this is a dumb thing, but for me, it's at least a start. I do like Dr. Pepper, but every day my wife makes me, but as I leave to work, I have this big old, that mug right there, mm-hmm. full of water and ice. And before I'm allowed to have one drop of Dr. Pepper, got to finish the water.
Good.
So though I haven't been able to quit Dr. Pepper, at least I have, a little modifier in there.
Well, also, you're probably fuller when you finish that big swig cup full of ice water. And you're probably maybe craving less stuff in your body.
Very, very good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. And that's part of the point, right? In fact, that's why they tell you to drink water.
As much as possible.
You think you're hungry and you're not really hungry.
You're thirsty. You're dehydrated.
Thirsty, yeah.
Most people are chronically dehydrated, unfortunately.
So what have you found out about sugar for us this week, Marianne?
Well, I mean, we'll talk about the bad stuff first.
Okay.
Talk
about the bad stuff first.
Yeah. I mean, basically there are some, some pretty severe hidden side effects of sugar. It makes your organs fat.
Really?
Yeah, it can make your liver fat, which is, sort of akin to cirrhosis. I mean, cirrhotic.
And there is such thing as a fatty liver disease,
fatty liver,
FLD.
Exactly. Yeah. So organs, believe it or not, the organ that's the most affected by too much sugar is your heart. It's really, really, we'll talk about that in a bit. It's basically, it increases the risk of dying with heart disease, too much sugar.
So the plaque,
yeah. All that stuff. Mm. It plays craziness havoc with your cholesterol levels, like all over the map, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually linked with Alzheimer's, which is interesting. It turns you into an addict, and we can talk about that, because it basically gets rid of your ability to suppress your appetite, and you can just go bananas. And it can make you depressed. It can give you brain fog. It can make you moody. It can make you just you know, really out of sorts. And sometimes if you think about what you're eating and remove, you know, or reduce that amount of sugar, your mood can improve significantly when you're eating healthier stuff. So,
a lot of people will be like, well, why did God give us sugar then?
Yeah,
if it does all those things. And again, I think it harkens back to what we were just talking about. Sugar is good to a certain point.
It's too much
sugar.
Well, and it's the types of sugar, too. The refined sugars that we have in the American diet. It is, you know, colossally awful how much stuff is put into our diet. If you go, I think we've talked about this before, if you want to, you really, really want to shop around the periphery of the grocery store, because that's where the more, you know, the produce is and, you know, the milk products and things. The deeper you get into the center of the store is where you start finding all the packets.
And the cookies and the pizzas candy and stuff. And the
Yeah. And it is just shocking how much added sugar there is into most of the things that we eat.
Let me ask your opinion on that. Do you think grocery stores do that on purpose?
I know that they always put the milk at the farthest end of the store, so you have to go all the way back and you know, sort of shop through the store.
Yeah, a lot of people, I just got to pick up some milk. And
right,
they've
got to go all the way through.
But I'm just curious if... I mean, you talk about the peripheries, right? I mean, you always have the fruit kind of on the outside, and whether it's the left or the right side, and then the milk and cheese in the back. And I'm just curious if they do that on purpose, and the whole goal is to get you to go through the middle eventually and buy that sugary stuff.
I think it's like when you go to the museum and you can't get out the door until you go through the gift shop, right? You know, you have to.
That's right.
You have to go shopping.
That is so true.
Yeah, but I think... I was blown away when I read that how much sugar there is in, you know, so many foods that we take for granted. A 20-ounce bottle of the most well-known ketchup, which we're not going to mention by name, a 20-ounce bottle has 2/3 of a cup of sugar in it.
In ketchup.
Ketchup.
It could, because we all think of ketchup as being tomatoes and vinegar.
Totally benign, yeah. No, yeah. It's like totally processed.
You know? Wow.
Yeah. So you're better off, you know, putting some salsa or mustard or something else on your hot dog.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? It's crazy. I at one point in my life got myself really, really hypoglycemic because I was living on, this is so bad. My best friend was a big, big fan of those hard cinnamon balls, you know, the ones you could get, used to get in the grocery store, the Brock's, you know. And she sort of turned me onto them. And I got really addicted to them. And I was having like a whole bunch for breakfast and a whole bunch for lunch.
Cinnamon balls for breakfast.
Oh, cinnamon balls. I mean, this is many, many, many. It was like probably 40 years ago. And I wasn't eating anything else that was particularly healthy. And I got, my blood sugar level just went bananas. And I got really, really, really sick. So, anyway, I got to a point where I had to basically quit sugar pretty much, you know, cold turkey. Because anything that I would consume would make me sick, instantly. So what happens when you eat sugar? Your pancreas starts secreting insulin, which is going to process that. The more sugar you eat, the more insulin is secreted, and it yanks out more and more and more sugar, and your blood sugar levels really fluctuate. So mine was just crashing all the time. And I went to have a ham and cheese sandwich at a fast food place, one of the last ones I ever had. Within 20 minutes, I was really sick. Didn't realize how much sugar is put into the average hamburger bun in fast food restaurants.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I thought ham and cheese was, you know, probably going to be fine.
Protein. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no sugar in ham and cheese.
No.
Come on.
But the buns and the major fast food restaurant, French fries are done with sugar. They add, you know, dextrose to make them look a nice golden color. So there's all kinds of hidden sugars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Angie wants to talk with us about sugar intake a little bit. Angie, go ahead.
So we were talking about shopping the outer edges of the grocery store.
Yeah.
But you know what? They put the donuts and the bakery right in the same area with the lettuce.
You're right.
You're just going to try to buy your groceries, and there you are.
Well,
donuts.
There's also the whole wheat, breads there too. So maybe you just make a beeline for that instead of donuts.
Isn't a donut a whole food though?
It's so hard. Donuts are so hard for me. But what was the other thing? We were talking about. Oh, it slipped my mind now. Trying to be manage your sugar. For people who are really sugarholics, if you just have a little bit of sugar, it invites you to want more.
Yes, it's
very
addictive.
That's kind of hard. do. So I don't know how, what to do. And then you ever notice that after you start to lose a little bit of weight and people start making comments, it makes you feel like, oh my gosh, how fat was I? And then you just think, oh, I don't know if I can do this or not. It's such a mental thing.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And I know people who've been really, really heavy and then lose 80 or 90 pounds, their husbands start to get upset that people are noticing them. And that's hard for people. And then they just want to put their weight back on, or I don't know what happens. This is just a very mental thing.
It is.
Therapy is required, I think.
You're right. Thank you, Angie, for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, well, I've had this theory for my whole life. Mm-hmm. I'm a big dude.
Yeah.
And inevitably, if I haven't seen somebody for years, you know, they'll see me and they'll be, hey, you're looking great. Have you lost weight?
Oh,
I get that over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, most of the time, no, I have not. I'm the same I've always been. I told my wife, I believe there's a such thing as fat memory. People remember you as being fatter than you were. And when they see you again and they go, hey, he's not as fat as I remember, then they go immediately, they go, oh, he must have lost weight. Well, no, I didn't lose weight. It's your fat memory.
That's bizarre.
That's my theory.
I actually had an ex-boyfriend, and it was I was kind of passive-aggressive. He'd say, oh, have you lost weight? You look so much better. I go, really? He didn't last very long.
Well, yeah, I'm the same, but
the
thank
same.
You
thank
for
you so much.
Being a jerk.
really?
Yeah. Let's see. I've got another text here. Let's see. Jan says, I squeeze half a lemon on a big warm glass of water every morning, detoxing and tasty.
Very.
Mm. It only makes sense that freezer connections and ovens would be located at the periphery, but psychology is there too.
Indeed.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, we actually have reached the weather break here, so we're going to take a. It's gone fast, hasn't it?
It has, Mike. Oh, my goodness, look at that.
Great time of year, and we're going to be under constant assault for the next few weeks.
Every place
sugar.
You go, here, have a cookie, have a banana, have a brownie.
Irony, wonderful Marianne brings me a gift often. She brought me a gift that there's some sugar in the gift.
It's for maybe the whole staff or you and your lovely wife.
Yeah,
or,
that's right. Well, I've got kids.
Yes.
I've got kids
grandkids.
And grandkids, so we will definitely share. But 9:31 on KDXU. We'll take a quick break. We've got more with Marianne coming up, and we'll talk about, we have lists. And Marianne knows I love lists. So she's got a list for us coming up as well. Stay tuned. I just love this song. Always have. I didn't realize how old it was. I guess I kind of did. But what I didn't realize now is it's the number one song in America.
That is so wonderful.
No Taylor Swift. No Drake or whoever. This is Brenda Lee. I think this was 1958 is when the song was put out.
I was alive.
I was not. I was pre-me.
Yeah, a gleam.
Yeah.
You were a gleam.
So. But this is, 35 million downloads in the last week and a half. Number one song in America.
Love it.
Used to be you could track it by record sales. Of course, nobody sells records anymore. Congratulations to Brenda Lee. One of the callers texted me, and one of the listeners texted me and said, I remember seeing Brenda Lee on the Ed Sullivan Show when she was 13 years old. So, but yeah, now she's 78. That means if this song is 65 years old and she's 70, she must have been 13 when this song came out.
She sounds, if you listen to her voice, she sounds like a little girl,
true.
For sure.
That's true. Got Marianne Hamilton, who is younger than 78, but older than 13.
Yes, by a few years.
With us today. And Marianne, it's always good to see her.
You too, Andy. Happy holidays.
I have, I don't know if I told you this, but we have a young version of you come on every Wednesday. Her name is Caitlin. She works for Farmstead.
Oh, yes.
And she's one of those people with a smile in her voice. Like, she just is always happy, always smiling.
Life is good.
I love that.
Life is good.
I love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when you're sick or whatever, if you can find a smile, that's awesome.
Well, if you work at Farmstead, you're probably really happy all the time.
Yeah, but talking about sugar. Wow. Now, I want to tell you, Marianne, when I was a young boy, my grandpa owned 5 bakeries. And I grew up Now, we didn't live in state, but when we visited, it was, you know,
ooh,
bakery, yeah, you know, carte blanche, you know.
Bakery aganza.
And to this day, a warm glazed donut, oh my gosh, there's nothing like it.
Takes you back to your childhood. But, huh?
And I remember my grandpa used to take the key and unlock the little soda pop machine. That, you know, remember the old one where you'd turn it and the bottle would fall into the spot and you'd pull the bottle out?
Sure.
He would unlock it and we could pull out as many bottles of grape knee-high or orange or whatever we wanted. And I just, so I grew up with this, I mean, I thought it was an advantage, but now looking at it, it's kind of a disadvantage because I feel like I have donuts in my blood, so to speak. So when I visit a bakery, and of course Farmstead is a perfect example, but mm-hmm, but any of these bakeries, and I smell the dough baking, and
it's such a visceral response. It's comfort food.
I literally, maybe not literally, but figuratively salivate.
Sure.
I'm like, this is home to me. This is my youth.
Yeah.
So what can I do about that, Marianne? Help me, counsel me.
There are other things you can have, definitely, okay, that will satiate that. It may not be exactly, you know, like having a Snickers bar or something, which I think I gave to Stockton this morning. But
congratulations,
there are,
Stockton.
Yeah.
Before we dive into that, did want to talk about, you mentioned energy bars.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That is sort of my passion to...
This is your thing right
now.
Yeah,
please tell people. They're basically candy bars in disguise. they're disguised as having something healthy. And some of them do. I mean, there's no question there are some protein bars that are actually really good for you. But I found the list of the five worst energy bars you can eat.
Really?
Yes. That was put out by Eat This, Not That magazine and website. And they're typically, you know, pretty spot on.
There's a magazine called Eat This, Not That?
Yes. Yes.
Is it like an e-zine, like an online magazine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they can point you to some pretty wise food choices.
But you know what I like about that is they don't say, it's not don't eat this
right
website. It's Eat This, Not That website.
Yeah. Just make some better choices.
Like alternatives.
Fine. Yeah. I won't go through the entire list, but...
And give me the top three worst energy bars.
Top three. Cliff Bar.
Cliff Bar. Everybody, I mean, that's like super popular.
Chocolate chip. Yeah. Well, you know, what do you think? And I gave it a grade D. Power Bar, Performance Energy Bar, Peanut Butter, a grade D. Here's the worst one. And I'm sorry if these are advertisers, but Gatorade, Prime Fuel Sports Energy Bar, Chocolate Chip, grade F. It has 29 grams of sugar.
Holy cow. You might as well eat a cheeseburger.
Yes. Also, yes, 350 calories, which is 100 calories over more than a McDonald's French fries order. So why not just have the fries, right?
Yeah. I've seen, and not only that, they're not cheap either.
No.
So you would think, I'll save some money, buy an energy. Yeah, pay $4, $4.50 for an energy bar, and then find out that it has 29 grams of sugar and 400 calories, and you're like, I probably could have just gotten something real to eat.
This is sort of my ongoing, you know, gentle battle with my husband because he works for the race department. He's putting on events such as the marathon.
They give away energy bars often.
And when he's at work all day, he'll come home and I'll say, did you have lunch? I had a couple of bars. You know, and some tea. Okay, what part of that was really, really, healthy? So we just sort of had this, you know, bemused conversation all the time, and I brought him this information, and he's kind of gone, oh, okay.
Sometimes you bring him things he doesn't want to see, I guess.
Yeah. On the other hand, there are some good ones. I guess the Quest Bar, which is also chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay.
Of all the energy bars, supposedly is the best. It has the lowest amount of sugar, just 1 gram per bar, and it's the best on the list for that reason. Also contains the most protein with 21 grams. So
well, that's what you need.
Yeah. If you can find a Quest Bar, go for it.
Any other good ones on there?
Kind, which are pretty much ubiquitous. They're pretty much everywhere. Yeah. Dark chocolate, nuts, and sea salt.
Those are good.
Dark chocolate's a really good source of antioxidants, and the sea salt gives you, the nuts gives you the protein. It's only 180 calories per bar. Also second lowest in sugar with only 5 grams of, per bar. So that's,
I'm wondering if Built Bar, do you know Built made either list?
It's not on these lists.
Okay.
No, sorry.
They're big ones that are supporting BYU athletics.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're Utah-based. Okay. And when I was at last BYU game I was at, they were giving away a whole bunch of Built Bars for people to try them. I think they're still $3 or $4 a bar, though, and they do taste like candy, not like protein. So my guess is they're probably not
That's good. Well, so. that's the important thing. The most important thing you can do, this is part of our list now, to sort of ease up on the sugar, is really, really be careful of what's in the labels. Read your labels really, really carefully. Read the label for sugar content versus nutrition, because that's the first thing. If you see things like, you know, high fructose corn syrup, that's the first, you know, ingredient. Throw it, you know, across the aisle. Brown sugar, corn sweetener, corn syrup, you know, fruit juice concentrates, invert sugar, which is sort of like a gooey syrup made out of, it's liquid sugar made out of fructose and glucose. Anything ending in ose, dextrose, fructose.
It's not a real thing,
no,
people.
No, it's not. It's a sugar molecule. Glucose, lactose, maltose, and sucrose, those are all basically forms of sugar that are just, you know, not going to be good for you.
I had it. In fact, Dr. Blodgett will be on tomorrow, but I had a conversation with him about high fructose corn syrup, and he said technically, in and of itself, it is not evil.
Right.
But the problem with high fructose corn syrup, it is, especially the soda industry, a way of delivering a high dose of sugar in a small amount, a small package, basically. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, if there was this trend, the soda for a while, they said, no, with real natural sugar. Those sodas were actually way better for you than high fructose corn syrup sugars because there was less sugar. It wasn't as packed in the high fructose corn syrup, like you said. If you see that on there, you might want to think about it.
Yeah. And actually, the most concentrated form of added sugar most of our diets is from soda and energy drinks. There's like 42% of our sugar can come from those places. And then grain-based desserts, fruit drinks, and on down the list.
I got a text, somebody asking about TB12 protein bars. Have you ever heard of those?
No.
Or the Tom Brady endorsed ones.
Oh.
I'm just curious. So we'll have to look those up and see if those made the list. Let's see. Oh, somebody sent me some Brenda Lee information. You want some Brenda Lee information?
Yes, please.
Brenda Lee signed with a record company at age 12 in 1957. Oh, she was already popular when she appeared on Ed Sullivan's show in January 1963. She must have been 18 at the time, I guess.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Good for Brenda.
That's fantastic. Very cool. Let's do another commercial. When we come back, we'll finish our list about sugars and perhaps some alternatives.
Yes.
Some choices. Eat this, not that choices.
Exactly.
So we'll be right back. Hey, a couple of things coming up. First of all, Friday night is the, what do they call it? The Christmas Tree Showcase over at Balance of Nature. So Saturday, they gave away 7 tons of oranges. And what was the catch? Did you have to sign up for it? No. You just come by and get oranges. It was really cool. This Friday night, they just want you to come see the fancy trees that their staff has decorated. And they're giving away cookies and hot cocoa and hot cider and whatever else you want to go and check it out. That's Friday night. I think it's 6:30 to 9 over at Balance of Nature. So that's kind of cool. And what was the other thing? Earlier, and I was going to get your take on this, Marianne. Earlier, what were you doing when you were 17? Do you remember?
Oh, good heavens. I actually graduated from high school at 17.
Okay. Pretty sharp kid.
I was born late in the year, and at that point you could, you know, start
early.
So I started my senior year at 16 and graduated at 17. So I started college at 17.
Nice. Yeah. When I was 17, by the way, I was driving fast cars. I was sleeping a lot. I was seeing how much pizza I could fit in my mouth at one time.
Sure. Growing boy.
Playing video games. Back then we had the kind where you actually put a quarter in and you went to the arcade and chasing girls. And that's pretty much what life was about.
Sounds like an atypical teenage boy.
Well, there's a lady, a girl, I guess, 17 years old. Mm-hmm. She is down at Arizona State University. She got, in the last few years, she got a high school degree, she got a bachelor's degree, she got 2 masters, and yesterday she graduated with a doctorate.
She's 17.
At 17 years old.
Holy smokes.
And just to kind of top it all, she started a leadership institute that bears her name. Her name is Dorothy something or other, but Dorothy's Genius Institute.
Oh, my heavens.
In which it encourages young people to fulfill their potential of how far they really can go. So
I just keep thinking about how supportive her parents must have been, how fantastic that would have been to have that kind of environment.
Yeah, incredible.
So
I was 17 years old.
Do you feel like you wasted your life now?
I'm looking back and I'm going, 17, huh? Yeah, I was not doing anything important.
Nor was
17.
I.
Nor was I. So, all right, let's go to the phone line. Hey, thanks for calling. I think this is, I lost your name. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is Diana.
Diana. Okay, Diana, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you had this subject today because my discovery was reading the ingredients boxes on products. Yeah. I had purchased Kellogg's Zesta salting crackers, and I love salting crackers. And at the end of the box, before I threw it away, I'm reading ingredients, and I keep reading everything. And I pass that and go all over the box, and in the teeniest of printing, it says contains bioengineered food in product, food item.
Wow.
So what they're hiding is they are not non-GMO. They are purchasing products that Monsanto is in control of with the Roundup in the seeds. That's why it's non-GMO, and that's why you see it everywhere. But they do not do that. They use the genetic modified seeds with Roundup in it. So they hid it in the tiniest of place, not inside the ingredients box. So don't think that you're getting all the information in that ingredients box. So I went ahead and called consumer number, and they have these little representatives that are trying to do their best to read a little script to give
course,
you excuses. Yeah. So I asked for administrative offices, the CEO, and did get his assistant. The assistant put me to the head of the consumer affairs department of Kellogg's International, and we had a chat. And I asked her about the ingredients. Oh, well, everything's in that little white box. I said, no, it's not. And so went through the whole thing with her. She says, well, it is your responsibility that you should read everything on the whole packaging box. But we put it there. And I said, well, that's interesting. How long and how old is this company? Over 100 years old, right?
Fine,
she said, yeah. I said, and you said an established brand that you can trust Kellogg's. I was raised with you. And now you sullied your reputation because you're compromising and you are using bioengineered products that have from Monsanto that has Roundup in it, and you're hiding it.
It's interesting.
Anyway, yeah, that's my story, and we need to dig deeper, and we need to be better consumers, and that is do exactly what I did. If you're not happy with something, don't go to the customer service. Go to the top, and that is ask for the CEO. Do get the number, and do talk to the closest you can get to. And I have talked to several CEOs of corporations, Home Depot, AAA, CenturyLink, got them all.
Good for
and
you.
That's what we need to do.
I agree. Thank you, Diana, for the call. I think the other lesson learned is make sure you read all your labels, right?
Absolutely. Do your homework, for sure.
Yeah.
And if you see something, and quite likely if you can't pronounce it, you really don't want to eat it.
Dioxyhydro...
Ribo blah, 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 blah.
Flavin. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
One of those.
Os.
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 Yes.
All right. We've got about 5 minutes left. You want to maybe give us a few more things on the list?
Yeah, a couple of things. Look for some easy places to scale back your sugar. You know, a really easy way to start is maybe what kind of sweetener you put in your coffee in the morning, your hot drink. You can, you know, try, you know, a dash of vanilla or some cinnamon. There's some different
That's
kinds of ways.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying immediately when you say, well, don't put sugar in there, you just start thinking, well, sweet and low or one of those things. And that's not always a very good answer. And I, for one, I'm actually allergic to a lot of those artificial sweeteners.
Yeah.
I get hives, you know, little sores on your hand and arm and stuff. And so for me, okay, how about a little shot of vanilla? A little shot of, I like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And you can use smarter sweeteners when you're making, you know, you can make the treats. It's Christmas time. Don't deny yourself that. But you can use things like dates or bananas as a sweetener. Hmm. If you just take that, you know, it's one of the really great sources of natural sugar versus the refined sugar that we don't need. Just, you know, combine one cup of that fruit or the dates or whatever with a little water and sort of puree it until it's smooth and add that to your cookie dough or whatever you're going to be using. And it's can replace pretty much white sugar in almost any recipe, which is a really good way to go.
Let me throw one of my own in there.
Yes.
Applesauce is a great sweetener that can take the place of a lot of really bad things for you. So applesauce in there. If you make, my wife used to make the applesauce cookies with the butterscotch chips. And,
oh, yum.
Didn't need sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't need sugar.
How are you with stevia? Does that give you the hives?
I try to stay away from stevia.
That's one of the things that's recommended. Basically, 1 teaspoon of stevia or 2 tablespoons of the powdered version for every 1 cup of sugar, which is pretty amazing because it has something like, you know, 8 million times the amount of, 300 times sweeter than sugar. So you only need 1 teaspoon when you're making something for a goodie.
Yeah.
I love this one, Build a Better Breakfast. A lot of people like oatmeal. That's a really great way to start your... It's that slow burn. You need those...
Steel cut. Love the oatmeal,
And those things stay with you for a long time. It takes a long time for your body to digest it and turn it into sugar. So putting a little drizzle of peanut butter in your oatmeal before you microwave it is really, really, really
good.
And
yummy. Not honey oatmeal. Well, actually, honey peanut butter is not that
That's
bad.
Another one of my pet peeves is the really, really leading brands of peanut butter whose initials are... Skippy and Jif, right, have a ton of sugar in them and the hydrogenated blah, blah, blah that you really shouldn't have. You want to look for those sort of natural peanut butters that just have, you know, look at the ingredients. It says peanuts and salt. And pretty often you have to stir it up and it's kind of a pain.
I was going to say, somebody said, but it's oily and you just stir it.
Stir it up. And it's just you know, it's great protein, it's good for you, but it's not going to give you all those natural, unnatural things.
Oses and oids and ides.
Yes, and flavins. Yes. So, and then again, be aware of snack and energy bars and energy drinks because they are just loaded with all kinds of extra sugars and salts and things.
And I will say this too, for a long time on this show, every day I had a G2, Gatorade 2, which was a low-calorie version of Gatorade.
Okay.
If you like kidney stones, I highly recommend you drink G2 every day.
I can hardly wait.
If you don't like the pain in your side, the severe pain has been compared to having a child, then, probably not going to want to drink G2. When I went in with my first kidney stone, I had two of them. When I went in with my first one, the doctor said, what's your drink of choice? And I said, I drink water and I drink G2. And he goes, how much G2 do you drink? And I said, I drink a 32-ounce grape G2 every single day. And he goes, now I know why you have kidney stones. And he says, I can tell you your kidney is full of little rocks and they're going to keep coming out because of all the sodium you've consumed by drinking G2. Don't do it.
Well, now, so Gatorade that, and then the Gatorade Prime Fuel Sports Energy Bars are two biggest offenders this morning.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I guess we have 1 minute to sum things up, Marianne, but what would be maybe your biggest bit of advice on sugar in the holidays?
You don't deny yourself. I mean, just everything in moderation. I have a little bit of chocolate every day, dark chocolate. I don't deny myself that, and it doesn't hurt my body. It's, you know, there's antioxidants. If you're going to have sugar, have something that's, you know, worth it. I don't want to waste the calories on having an eclair or something that's just basically empty, wonderful, fabulous stuff. But, you know, have something that's going to do maybe some good for your body, and then put it away. You don't have to have the whole box or the whole package.
Well said. All in moderation.
All in moderation.
Thank you, Marianne. It's always great every month to get a visit. First Tuesday, usually. Although next week, it'll be the second Tuesday.
Next month,
Next month, rather.
Happy holidays to your listeners.
You too. Merry Christmas.
You too.